impact the poor and homeless. Come to the Green College Courthouse, located at 6201 Cecil Green Park Road, at 5 p.m. to hear this free lecture. Tuesday, October 27th, the Norm Theater is presenting a benefit screening of Think Peace, Portrait of a 21st Century Movement. It was filmed at the World Peace Forum in Vancouver in 2006 by a group of citizen journalists, filmmakers, and concerned people, and asks the question, is peace an achievable goal? The film starts at 7 p.m., and all proceeds go to benefit the Vancouver Community Television Association. This has been your community events listings for the week of October 21st to 27th. Tune in every weekday at 8 a.m. to CITR 101.9 FM to hear what's going on in your community.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Good morning. I'm your host, Marie, and you may be listening right now on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. Now, today on the show, we have Stuart St. John, and he is a fabulous musician who has worked with Esther and Jerry Hicks. He did the music for their Sarah book series on CD, and it's just beautiful music, and I've had him on once before. Now, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties getting his beautiful music up and running. What he's doing right now is soul sound readings, so he takes someone's picture and your date of birth, and he, I'll ask him how he does it, but he comes up with this music that is the sound of your soul that you can listen to for meditation or whatever you want to use it for. So it's really exciting, and I really want to have him on here. So we're just working through getting these technical bugs worked out. But before we start with Stuart, I want to let you know also the Vancouver Body, Soul, and Spirit Expo is this weekend in Vancouver. So that's today through October 25th. And that is downtown in Gastown, the Vancouver Convention Center, $9.99 at Canada Place. So you can check them out at Body, Soul, Spirit Expo.com. So if you want to do something a little bit fun and spiritual this weekend in Vancouver, it's probably going to be raining, so at least you'll be under the beautiful sails of Canada Place there if you want to check that out. Again, that's Body, Soul, Spirit Expo.com. And just a reminder, Lisa Nichols from The Secret, she was on last week, and she is in Toronto tonight speaking live, and she'll be, I think there's still tickets available for the Toronto event if you're anywhere near there, and Calgary, October 28th, and next Friday she'll be here in Vancouver, and one lucky listener last week went home with a pair of tickets, so hope to see you there if you want to get tickets for the Toronto event. Again, that's tonight, or Calgary, October 28th, or next Friday, October 30th, check out newaspiration.com. And you can also find a link to it somewhere on my website, spiritualshow.com. So I really want to bring Stuart St. John up here. And I don't know, he's on hold right now. Hi, Stuart.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
so,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
We're dealing with these I don't know, last week it was crazy. Lisa Nichols' iPhone for the first half hour of the show didn't connect, and so I don't know if Mercury's in retrograde or what.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's creating all kinds of havoc over here, but
well, I'm gonna
we'll get through.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm really wanting to play a song, some of the soul sound readings. It's so important, but I also, I guess while we're trying to figure this out, I'm gonna play one of your songs. But first of all, I know you're probably running around trying to get this figured out, but did you have a moment to tell us how you came up with the inspiration to do soul sound readings?
Sure. You know, sound and music has always been a part of my life intuitively since I was really, really young. Over as the years have progressed, I've realized what I have been doing, because it started when I was a little kid, where I could hear frequencies around things. I remember being in a field and kind of hearing the high-pitched frequency of flowers, and it was just absolutely beautiful. And then, you know, I've been on my spiritual path for quite a while, and about 2 months ago, Todd and I were at a dinner with Sheila and Marcus Gillette, Sheila channels Theo, and by the time we left, I had a real clear understanding that this was something that I wanted to do, and I have been doing soul sound readings privately for, you know, just for family and friends, sensing their energy, sensing the sound of them, and putting something down. So then I decided, and Todd's urging as well, I decided to start doing this for other people, and it's just been one of the best decisions of my life. Just been, you know, really magical.
Awesome. Well, Stuart, we had a contest through the show. I put it up on my site. So three lucky people got to win mini soul sound readings by you. And that's what we're wanting to play today on the show. So are those winners going to be emailed the MP3s of that?
They'll get the MP3s following the show. Hopefully somebody on the staff here will be able to get the songs to you, or I think they're being emailed right now. We'll try that.
Okay.
I was able to do, you know, when I get a photo of somebody, I sense immediately, I start receiving them. I can feel their energy. I go into a meditative state, and I can hear the sound of them. And that's my process. And then I'll put that onto my keyboard and start bringing in all the different instruments, which mean different things as I'm hearing them. And then once that's done, I listen back to the music that I've put together, and I go into another meditative state where I'm writing down what the music is telling me, and that creates the soul sound, like a report that I write about the person.
So you're writing down the words, like in English?
Exactly. And that's proven to be, I didn't start out doing that, but it's proven to be a real effective thing for people to understand and get a clearer understanding of who they are and what the music is meaning for them. But the real fun thing for me to be able to do.
Okay, Stuart. So I'm an improvisational kind of gal here on the radio. Got to fly by the seat of my pants on these technical difficulties.
Live radio.
So that's what happens when you tune into CITR. You never know. But I'm looking at your YouTube site here, and India, I actually know India, I believe, and she has put up a soul sound reading. It's 9 minutes and 52 seconds on her YouTube page. How do you feel about me playing that?
Well, that's really interesting, because I tell you, India is a beautiful soul. I met through somebody else who contacted me through Sierra, whose reading I did as well, and I just really loved her energy, and she's been really happy with her soul sound reading. So it would be great if you played that.
Okay, cool. Well, I want to apologize to the lucky winners of the contest, but Stuart will be personally emailing your soul sound reading to you. But this is India's. So is now 9 minutes and 52 seconds. So is that a typical length, or do they vary depending on the person? How does it work?
Yeah, typically they're anywhere from 7 to 12, 13 minutes, depending. I just kind of allow whatever's coming in to come in. So that's about right. And what happens is there's a melody, or it's more of a tonal frequency. I think India's was a little bit of both. We had a really beautiful melody in there, and then a tonal frequency.
Okay, cool. Well, before I play this, and then I'll go to a break right after. So StuartStJohnLight.com is your website.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And the saint is ST.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a special page for the soul sound readings, or will there be a link on the main page there for people?
Yes. Thank you for pointing that out. When you go onto StuartStJohnLight.com, there's a tab that says Soul Sound Readings, and click on that, and then you can read about it, and that'll give you all the information that you need.
Okay, so we're going to play a beautiful piece of music, and this was created specifically for this woman, India, and this is Stuart's Soul Sound Reading here on Synchronicity.
Thank you.
15th, 2003.
On this day in 2003, record-breaking protests flooded the streets of over 800 cities across the planet. George Bush called this global demonstration a mere focus group, while Patrick Tyler of the New York Times said the protests show there are now two superpowers on the planet, the United States and worldwide public opinion. 1 month later, the U.S. invaded Iraq, and the peace movement had evidently failed. Since then, many now argue to achieve a world without war, we must rethink the paradigm of peace.
Vancouver's Community Television Association presents a special benefit screening of Think Peace, Portrait of a 21st Century Movement. The film takes audiences back to the historic Vancouver Peace Forum of 2006 to pose the question, what is peace and how do we achieve it? Think Peace, Portrait of a 21st Century Movement will screen Tuesday, October 27th at 7 p.m. in the Norm Theatre.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and today we have Stuart St. John on the line, and he is talking about his new soul sound readings. And if you want to check out his website, it's Stuart St. John Light. The saint is ST, Stuart ST John Light.com. And you can check out, there's a link there to his soul sound readings. And that music that we were just playing was a personal soul sound reading that he made for one of his clients. So I'm going to bring Stuart back up on the line. Hi, Stuart.
Hey there.
Hi. So we have Dana on the line, and before we bring her up, she is someone that you did a soul sound reading for, but there's a little bit of a story behind why she's calling in. So can you tell us a little bit about the background of this?
Yeah, it was, I'll back up for a second because it was a pretty magical unfolding of events, very special to my heart. I had done a soul sound reading for another woman named Ennis, and she had told a friend of hers about it, who in turn told another friend, Dana, and Dana reached out to me and asked if I would do the soul sound readings for she and her two sons. And one of her sons had passed 3 years ago. And we were approaching the anniversary of his passing this past week. And from the moment that I said yes, and from the moment I saw Garrett's picture, there was an immediate connection for me energy-wise. And I told her this, that it felt like Garrett was moving heaven and earth to make everything move around so that I could do this soul sound reading for him and his mom and his brother. In time for, you know, when she needed it, which was this past Tuesday. And everything moved in the right direction. Everything worked out. Incredible series of synchronistic events. And I received him fully, and it was one of the highlights of me doing this. It was just absolutely magical. He came through, and I sent the soul sound to his mom and the report as well. So she and I have never spoken. We've just emailed each other. So it's a great pleasure to have her on the line.
Okay, well, Dana, I believe you're there. Dana?
Yes, I am.
Hi, go ahead and speak. You guys are speaking for the first time, so I'll leave you to it.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, John. Oh, or Stuart. I don't know why I keep wanting to call you John. Maybe in another life.
In another life, I think.
Stuart, thank you so much. I am just so excited about this incredible unfolding and Garrett's piece in it has just brought me more joy than I could ever imagine.
I'm so happy to hear that, Dana. It meant a lot for me to do it.
Hearing Garrett's soul sound just added such depth to my connection with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the write up that you send with that, it is so incredibly powerful and profound. I always wanted to hear him again. Like, you know, when he first passed, it's just like I just wanted to hear his voice again, or, you know, have a piece of him. And, you brought that through for us. And I just, it moved me to the point where, you know, I felt like I was at peace with his passing, and it brought it to a whole nother level of where I've been feeling joy. And to me, that is just beyond what if I could take you back 3 years ago to the depths of despair that I was feeling, and to have known that I would be where I am now was just unfathomable. So
thank
you so much.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure. And there was such joy in communication for me personally. And as I wrote you, I feel like he is very much around and enjoying all of this, to be quite honest. And that feels really good. So he's become part of the family here at Stuart St. John Light. so it's pretty funny.
He has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, I felt that. And I just think that your family, just all of your energy and, the music that came through is just beautiful. So I'm very, very happy to meet all of you guys.
And likewise, we are too, I know. So I want to just speak to anybody out there that might be listening. At first I was thinking of it just for myself. When I first heard this, it didn't even occur to me at first to do it for the boys. And then as I was reading your website, it dawned on me, and I realized Garrett brought us together, but that, of course, you'd be able to do it with somebody who transitioned, and it just is so exciting, so exciting.
It was an exciting experience, I'll tell you. Like I said, there's been so much magic that's happened in the last couple of weeks that, I went to bed last night just so appreciative of the synchronistic events and the confirmation, you know, that life truly is magical, and that veil that separates us is so thin, and we're just moving more and more into, you know, that understanding and that knowing. I was able to, through the music, soar with Garrett through trees and clouds, and it's just an amazing experience. So I thank you again for that.
Oh, well, thank him.
Oh, he
did all the work.
Well, thank you so much, Dana, for calling in.
Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Dana.
So much appreciate the opportunity to talk to John Stewart. Gosh, I'm embarrassed.
I've got to now examine that. John.
Stewart St. John. That's okay. When I put Stewart's, the last time I had Stewart on the show, I put his interview up on YouTube, and it got taken down because they thought I was trying to air John Stewart's work.
Oh.
So you're not the only one who gets Stewart St. John confused.
My apologies.
Oh, no, that's funny, actually.
Well, thank you so much, Dana, for calling in and for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Okay. We'll take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dana.
So you're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul, CITR 101.9 FM. We're talking with Stuart St. John here at Synchronicity, and he is talking about his soul sound readings. If you want to get a soul sound reading with him, it's stuartstjohnlight.com, and you can also find him, Stuart St. John Light, on YouTube, and there's lots of his music there. So Stuart, some of these have come in, so I'm going to try and see what I can do with bringing them up. But right now we have Sierra's soul song. So should I play that one?
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe we can do an abbreviated, you know, because I think that one is really long.
7 minutes.
The music, you know, it's so personal, and then there's a personal message in the tonal frequency part of the meditation. So I don't know if you feel inclined to at one point come out of it. That's great, but I know Sierra wouldn't mind. It's a beautiful piece, and these are, by the way, videos on YouTube that people have been inspired to create based around the soul sound readings that they're getting. So it was a surprise to me when these videos came in.
Oh, and they're really beautiful and lots of really nice pictures too. So I'm going to play Sierra's soul song created by Stuart St. John here on Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Thank you. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. That was a piece of a soul sound reading by Stuart St. John, and he is on the air today with us talking about his soul sound readings. And we also have a caller on the line who wants to ask a question. So, Stuart, first of all, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So go ahead, caller. What's your question?
Hello, Stuart. I really enjoy your music. I think you're very talented.
I'm a massage therapist,
and when I work, I sometimes find the need to cloak myself so I'm protected from the client's energy, so I don't take on their problems and that type of thing. And I was wondering, do you feel the need to do anything like that when you work?
That's a great question. Thank you. I don't. I find that what happens for me, and I understand that some people do, but for me, it feels like I connect to the joy side of the energy,
uh-huh.
and I feel kind of infused with that energy. And I think, you know, maybe massage, healing, you're dealing with more, starting with more of the physical into the spiritual,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I'm tapping right into source. So I usually have the other effect, which is I'm really feeling energetic when I'm receiving people's soul sound, because it feels like I'm going into who they truly are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a really exciting process for me, and I look forward to it. And everybody feels and sounds different to me, which I find really fascinating. And I don't know. I don't think this has been said, but I don't read music. I just feel it, I feel like it's coming directly from source. And sometimes I can't believe what's coming through.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for the question.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, we have someone else on the line. Are we ready for another question here?
Sure.
Okay, hang on. Let's see what happens here. CITR, you're on the air.
Hi, Marie?
Yeah?
It's India. How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, India, you're listening. You heard us play your song.
Hi, India. Hi.
Thanks for putting it up on YouTube. You saved us.
There's a reason for everything.
I just wanted to thank you in person, sort of, Stuart. Oh, my God, it was amazing.
You're welcome in through this medium. I hope one day that we get to meet. This is India, who we've only communicated through chat and email. So nice to meet you here.
Oh, you too. I was a little late getting into the program, but as soon as I got CITR on, I heard Sierra's soul sound, and it just thrilled me. It was so amazing, so amazing. I totally love what you do.
Thank you so much. I feel it's interesting because I feel like I meet everybody energetically when I do these soul sounds, so I feel like I know you.
Yes, I feel the same way. I listen to mine every morning when I wake up. It really sets a great intention for the day, and I feel like, you know, I'm just saying, hey, Stuart, have a great day every time I hear it. So I've been just trying to spread the word. I've been checking with a lot of friends who have requested their sounds, and it's like, oh, it's been weeks. I said, well, he's being completely inundated, I know.
Oh, my gosh. I had no idea. I mean, I am. And it's wonderful. I mean, I'm doing it pretty much all day long, allowing this energy. And as Todd walked in the other day and said, you know, this room feels like this big energy vortex going on in here.
I'll bet it does. Yeah, I ordered my husband's the other day, so I'm hoping to get it by Christmas, and
oh, yeah.
That'll be fine.
We're not that, you know, it will be coming. It's all good.
I wish I could just stand outside the studio sometimes. I know it's got to be amazing. Well, I'll let somebody else talk to you.
Thank you for your love and support.
Oh, you've got it always. Marie, same to you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You bet.
Okay, so, Stuart, we have, like, a bunch of people calling in right now. So I'm...
Okay.
Okay. CITR, is this Galen?
Yes, it is.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, I'm one of the winners of the Soul Sound readings, and I wanted to tell
Galen,
you after
hello.
Listening. Hi there. I wanted to tell you, after listening to the beautiful samples you've played this morning, I am thrilled and delighted and cannot wait to receive mine. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was a pleasure. And I have to tell you, yours was the first that came through out of the three that we did.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and so soulful, so beautiful, such a connection to Source that you have.
Well, thank you.
That's the music after I received you and then heard the word. Just this connection that you have with Source energy, which has been present for you from a very, very early age. It was just gorgeous. So I think we haven't been able to play them here on the air, but after the show airs, I'm going to send it to you directly.
Well, thank you so much, and I have enjoyed your music so much listening to it. And Marie, I love your program. Thank you for all you do, for having this program on and giving people an opportunity to chat with you and interact with each other and just enjoy the program.
Well, thank you for calling in, and congratulations. I know that you, in the Facebook group, you said that you were going to win, and then you did. So
yes, I did.
Good
I
for
was
you.
Quite clear about that.
Her energy, Galen, your energy just literally leapt off the picture of yours. So I had so much fun translating you.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm so delighted.
Wonderful.
I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you so much for calling in, Galen. And we have one more caller on the line here, if I can bring them up. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Stuart. It's Lisa, the girl who sent you the picture for the contest, and I sent you the only picture I had, and he sent it back.
Oh, my God. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Stuart. Thank you so much for retrieving that.
Absolutely. It was somebody in the office that did. I was so happy that we were able to get that back to you.
Oh, and I was so grateful, too, because that baby was just the most amazing child to hold.
Beautiful.
Yes. My question to you, sir, is one who struggles throughout life, when one struggles in different realms, like in different ways, through abuse or whatnot, does all of that come through in the soul reading? I've been dealing with this for so long, and I'm wondering if it comes through in your music can you see everything that they compiled? Does that come through in the music, or do you read what is present and forward? If that makes
any sense.
Well,
I'll tell you, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that. What it feels like I'm connecting to, what I'm knowing that I am connecting to, is the you, capital Y-O-U, of you, little you. Meaning, I am connecting to the highest source of you, the highest version of you. And that joy tone is what is being translated in through the music. So this represents, I think, the highest potential of your source energy in parallel worlds, parallel lives. I also, though, when I'm listening back to the music, there might be certain instruments that may have a tone that I am able to pick up on potential struggle, potential resistance. If there's a particularly thick sound, tonal frequency at the beginning of a reading, I can usually tell that that's more of a physical resistance, and then I usually break into the joy part.
Mm.
So yeah, I can pick up inklings, but my focus is really focusing on the beauty of the you of you.
The heart of the soul, the blood of the soul, the love.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I love you. Thank you so much. That's a wonderful answer to my wonderful question.
Thank you for calling in.
Happy day, Marie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, someone also emailed in about whether the winners had been announced. So I just want to let you know, if you haven't received an email from Stuart to say that you're the winner, then the winners have been chosen. Linnea, Vanessa, and Galen are the three winners. So congratulations to you. And I apologize that we haven't been able to figure out how to play those on the air today, but I am so thankful to all the people like India and Sierra who have put their soul sound readings up on YouTube, so we're able to access them today. So, Stuart, we wanted to talk a little bit more about the process of how you come up with these soul sound readings. So, when someone is interested in getting a reading, they need to send you a photograph and their date of birth. So can you tell us a little bit more about why that is?
Well, it's really to make them feel comfortable. They're giving, you know, they're sending something, a piece of them. I really, to be quite honest, the date of birth is really not necessary. The picture is a jumping off point. I'm able to, you know, even through a voice, get a sound going. The picture helps me just kind of stay in that connected place throughout the process. So, you know, which is why I like that. And then from that point, it's a deep meditation and where I really am in that place of connecting to their soul energy and listening to the sound that they make. Because as I said, since I've been small, I can hear this frequency and everybody has a different kind of tone to them. And then that tone will typically lead to some sort of melody. So it's a melody of the soul. And after that, when I'm laying it all down, the different instruments mean different things for me and what I'm hearing. So things are very layered. I always tell people to listen through their headsets because there is such little intricate details that I try to relay in the reading that I do, in the written report, that there's so much that you can miss if you're just listening into it, you know, like in a stereo or in a car or something. But it's a whole different experience when you actually listen to it in the headset, and especially during the tonal frequency. There's all kinds of messages that are coming through and things that are affecting people on a cellular level. So, and then after that part, when I'm playing the music back is when I'm actually receiving the word equivalent, which is an exciting part for me.
Awesome. Well, it's time for a break, so we'll be back with more Synchronicity and more Stuart St. John in just a moment. You're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and I want to thank you for joining me and thank you for being with us today throughout these little glitches. And thank you so much for your patience. And I also want to thank everyone who entered the contest to win the Soul Sound readings from Stuart St. John. And I want to congratulate the 3 winners as well. Hi, Stuart. You're on the air again. Hi. So,
great.
We just have a few minutes left in the show, so I'm wondering what's the most important point that you want to get across to people about these readings?
I think that the thing is, it's an expression of the true essence of people and that life is magical. That's kind of what I believe and who I am, and I hope to be able to bring reconnect people to their joy, because I think that that's who we all truly are at the core. And so it's an honor for me to be able to receive people's energy and translate it into this sound and music. It's a thrill for me, and I believe that I'm hearing from people that they are reconnected to themselves, and wonderful things are happening after they do listen to their soul sound. So it's an absolute joy for me.
So, Stuart, I just thought of something. Now, the woman, Dana, who called in, she had the reading done for her son who had passed on. And I'm wondering, I just have a couple questions. First of all, can you say if you wanted to get a gift for someone, could I send in a friend's picture and you would do it for them? Or does it have to be like the intention of that person? How does that work?
No, actually, I'm actually getting those requests from people who are sending in, doing it as a gift for the holidays, a gift for a friend. I actually have met a wonderful woman in New York. We've had a conversation, and she's just gotten one for somebody who had transitioned, the husband of a friend of hers. So all kinds of things have been opening up, and, you know, there's no barrier for me to be able to connect, because we are all eternal, joyful, expanding beings, you know, that are forever. So it's just such a pleasure for me to be able to do. So yes, you can get this as a gift for somebody, for yourself, for your loved ones. There's all kinds of different things. And you can see on the page on my website the different areas that I explore.
Awesome. Well, Stuart, it takes a little bit of time, and you did mention the holidays, and that's what I was thinking of for Christmas. So if someone wants to, if they're thinking of having a soul sound reading to give as a Christmas gift, when would they have to get their request in by?
I would suggest sooner than later, just because I was not expecting to be... So that this would be so powerful for people. And it does take me a little time, because it is organic, you know, and I treat each one the same. And so, and I never know. I mean, they come in fast, but the layers of music and notes depend. That's what creates the time situation, depending on how thick I hear someone's energy or how many messages are coming through. So I would suggest, if people are interested in doing something like that, that the sooner the better, so that we can be done with those by the time the holidays are here.
Awesome. Okay, so if you, and is there like a set amount of time that it takes you to create one, or does it just depend on the person and how busy you are that week? And
yeah, it really depends on the person and what the schedule is. I mean, I'm scheduled out weeks in advance right now. And which is why we suggested that if people do want something for the holidays, to please book them now, so that I, you know, give myself the time and just the organic nature of being able to get it done. And it's, again, it is a great pleasure for me.
Well, Stuart, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And before we wrap up, I want to play Inez's... as we, I guess we'll just have to fade it out because it's an 8-minute song. But before we wrap up, is there anything that you want to leave us with?
Oh, I want to say a note to about Inez, that this piece is absolutely, she's just a beautiful soul, and I really appreciated receiving her and her spreading the news about what I'm doing. And I want to thank everybody that's out there that is supporting and loving me and the work. It's greatly appreciated, and I look forward to meeting everybody in this very unique way.
Well, thank you so much, Stuart, for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Marie, for what you're doing and for having me on.
Thank you. Well, take care and have a fabulous day. So you're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Marie, and... next week, just in time for Halloween, Wiccan priest Elwood Bunky Bartlett teaches us about the pagan autumn holy day, Samhain. And I'm here every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific. You can check out past shows on podcast at spiritualshow.com and citr.ca. Again, if you want to get in touch with Stuart St. John, today's guest, his website is stuartstjohnlight.com. Have a fabulous day. Up next, Scotty Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9. 9 FM, Vancouver. Thank you.
2 Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
One, two!